streets and outside our churches on a Sunday morning. We have that opportunity because we have signed a treaty. A treaty of peace. Quiet! Let me remind those of you who have forgotten of the pastoral letter signed by Cardinal Logue and other bishops. Anti-treatyite irregulars have, and I quote, wrecked Ireland from end to end. And all those who participate in such crimes are guilty of the gravest sins and may not be absolved in confession nor admitted to Holy Communion. In other words, excommunication. And this opinion of the treaty is not just the opinion of the Catholic Church. It is the opinion of other churches, and it is the opinion of every newspaper up and down and the length and breadth of this country. But most importantly, this treaty was ratified, overwhelmingly ratified, by the people in their democratic expression in the June election.
You tell me, Father, how there can be a fair election in this country when the most powerful country in the world threatens war. This is not the will of the people, it is the fear of the people.
How dare you talk to me in the house of God? Silence! Damien O'Donovan, you're a disgrace to the memory of your parents. Yes, get out!
The Free State Constitution was only printed the morning of the election, so nobody had...
Young lady, this is not the marketplace! Sit down, shut up, or get out of my church!
Once again, the Catholic Church, with honorable exception, sides with the rich.
Get out! Those of you who have forgotten.